Why are you running for State House Representative?
I want to do what I can to improve life for Alaskans and for people living in Southeast Alaska. People approached me and asked me to run because of my skills, and they felt that I was effective at bringing people together from a wide variety of backgrounds and been able to work together to create solutions for Southeast and our communities. And I'm running because I will be an effective advocate for Southeast issues. I feel that Southeast has really been losing influence in the state legislature, and we need a more effective legislator who will make the case to people in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and the Mat-Su that Southeast Alaska's infrastructure and economy and needs must be funded, and to bring those issues to light and to try to convince other legislators that these are important aspects of infrastructure and to not be marginalized. So I am running because I will be the representative who really advocates for Southeast Alaska's issues and will be good at convincing other people that they're important.
How can the ferry system better address the needs of the towns you want to represent? And please talk about the IFA as well as the Marine Highway and the fast ferries.
Well, again, I think this goes back to the fact that Southeast is losing influence. Certainly, our Alaska Marine Highway system has service has been getting worse. So starting with the Alaska Marine Highway system, we need to secure good a schedule that can be issued in advance so our communities can plan. Marine Highway is important to the economies of our region, to education, and to the culture. We are so connected as our communities. We have family and friends, business associates in the various towns, and we rely on the highway to get us to and fro. So I think that the fast ferries, rather than refighting the issue whether they're good or bad, they're in place right now. I know that in one town in the district, in Sitka, it's been important this summer of having more scheduled stops. Let's see. I think, as a rule, transportation systems don't pay for themselves, and the highways up north don't pay for themselves, and there is a rule for the state to properly fund them. And I think that that goes the same. There's a rule in the state for the IFA, and I've been able to ride the IFA from Ketchikan to Hollis, and I think it's an amazing service, and it's really done a lot. With the coalition of communities that have come together to create the IFA, it's really one part of the regional transportation plan. And I think what we need to do is look at a coordinated regional transportation plan that looks at the ferries, the IFA, Alaska Airlines, and the freight companies, and try to come up with scheduling and routes that are as effective so we can build on the economies of our town.
Where do you stand on ballot measure 4?
Well, mining is a very important industry, especially in Southeast Alaska. There are more people in Southeast employed in mining than any other private industry, and as a legislator, I would be a strong advocate for promoting environmentally responsible mining, just as is currently done in Southeast Alaska. But the challenge with ballot measure number 4 is in Bristol Bay, it's the largest salmon fishery in the world, and I feel we need to protect that fishery, and we can't have one resource development, mining, override the interests and needs of another, and that is protecting the fishery. So I support ballot measure number 4.
What are some of your thoughts regarding high energy costs for Southeast Alaskans?
Well, I've had the opportunity to go door to door, and I've been talking with a lot of people. Unfortunately, I have not yet been able to come to Wrangell, and I'm really looking forward to that opportunity. But what I'm hearing from people is they're very, very concerned about how they're going to get through the winter and how they're going to pay their heating bills, and certainly the cost of gasoline. And I know I've talked with fishermen who are paying exorbitant prices to go out and catch fish, fueling up their boats. So it's a large concern to people here and to me. And I think that there are you know, there are several different things about high energy cost. I think the resource rebate that recently passed through special session is a reasonable short-term fix to help people get through this winter. And I really hope that people and trust people will use it responsibly and put it toward helping pay for their fuel costs or weatherizing their homes or improving their energy efficiency. I think another important one for Southeast, we're blessed with the abundance of water and hydropower. We need to continue to explore the intertie and really put the investment of the money that the state has been receiving in renewable energy resources that will help our economies by being able to provide low-cost energy. That's hydro, it's wind, geothermal, tidal. All these things really need to be explored. And we, as Alaska is so important to the rest of the state in providing energy with our natural gas coming online and oil has been in the past, we can do this same thing by developing these new technologies and being a leader for the world. Other thing about high energy costs is that there is programs through the Alaska Housing and Alaska Housing and Finance Corporation. They have three programs that can help Alaskans reduce energy bills. And I know they've been getting a lot of promotion, but I hope people are aware of those, that they can get, homeowners can make energy efficient improvements to their homes and get a rebate. There are several programs through that people can help improve their home efficiency. So it would be good for us all to take personal responsibility and do what we can. And then I guess finally I'd like to say about high energy, I really applaud the governor's investigating the possibility of price gouging and really looking into why gasoline and fuel is so much more expensive in Alaska. So high energy costs are impacting all of us here in Southeast, and those are some things that we can do and that I would advocate for as representative of District 2.
What else do you want to tell the public about yourself?
Well, I am effective at bringing people together. And one of the things as a grant writer that I'm required to do is look at the needs of a certain area for Southeast Alaska. What are our needs? And then I am effective at bringing people together who have various points of view. One of the things that I'd really like to promote is, rather than people thinking I'm just a Republican or I'm a Democrat or I'm pro-development or I'm a environmentalist or I'm a person who listens to the AM frequency or listens to the FM frequency, to bring people together. Because really what a legislator needs to do is put the bipartisan posturing behind them and work together to get the best solution for Alaskans and for Southeast Alaskans. And that's what I would pledge to do, is work across party lines, bringing different voices together, and being a legislator who is available for people to contact, talk to, air their concerns, and then I would integrate those good ideas back into the plan and articulate them in Juneau. And I am someone who works very hard. I've been effective as a professional business person in Alaska and building networks and really expanding the group of people I know in the state who are well-versed on the different issues. I guess also the fact that I know how to keep a budget in the black. Running a small business, I know that you have to reduce expenses and you have to look for increasing revenues, and I am very committed to balanced budgets and putting money toward the most important needs of the state.